Government in Australia. Text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Government. A government is a group of people who make decisions about the way people live. Governments make decisions about what people can and can't do. Governments also make decisions about how a country, state, or community runs. Governments are elected by the people they represent. People vote for the person they want to represent them in Parliament. Parliament is the body that is made up of all the representatives who are successful at an election. Chapter 2. The Australian System of Government. Australia's system of government is known as a federal system. Countries with federal systems were once made up of different states with their own governments. At some point, the state governments handed over some of their powers to a government that would make decisions for all of them. Australia's first federal government was formed in Melbourne in 1901. Australia's federal system of government has three levels. The first level is the Australian or Federal Parliament. It makes decisions for the whole of Australia. At the second level are the state and territory parliaments. These parliaments make decisions for their own state or territory. The third level is local government. Local governments make decisions for local communities. Chapter 3. Australia's Federal Parliament. Australia's Federal Parliament has two houses, a lower house and an upper house. The lower house is called the House of Representatives. The role of the House of Representatives is to introduce laws. The House of Representatives is also known as the seat of the government. The political party that has the most representatives in the House of Representatives forms the government. The upper house is called the Senate. The role of the Senate is to review the laws introduced in the House of Representatives. The Federal Parliament is responsible for areas of life that affect all Australians, such as customs and immigration, defence, foreign affairs, and telecommunications. The Federal Parliament's responsibility for customs and immigration means that it decides which people and goods can enter Australia. It needs to make sure that Australia is protected from people or goods that might be harmful. The Federal Parliament's responsibility for defence means that it is in charge of protecting Australia and its people from other countries. The Federal Parliament's responsibility for foreign affairs means that it is in charge of Australia's relationships with other countries. The Federal Parliament's responsibility for telecommunications means that it is in charge of technology that helps people communicate with each other. This technology includes the telephone system, radio, television, and the internet. Chapter 4. State and Territory Parliaments. Every Australian state and territory has its own government. Each has its own parliament with an upper house and a lower house, except for Queensland, the Australian Capital Territory, and the Northern Territory, which only have a lower house. Like federal parliament, the political party with the most representatives in parliament forms the government. The state and territory parliaments are responsible for areas of life that affect people in their state or territory, such as education, emergency services, health, and public transport. The responsibility of state and territory parliaments for education means that they are in charge of schools and what is taught in schools. Their responsibility for emergency services means that they are in charge of police, ambulance, and fire services. The responsibility of state and territory parliaments for health means that they are in charge of hospitals. Their responsibility for public transport means that they are in charge of train, tram, bus, and ferry services. Chapter 5. Local Governments. Each local government makes laws for a local community, rather than a state or a country. Local governments are responsible for areas of life that only affect people in that community, such as parking, planning, and waste. The responsibility of local governments for parking means that they decide where, and for how long, people can park their cars. The responsibility of local governments for planning means that they are in charge of building projects in their area. Their responsibility for waste means that they are in charge of collecting people's rubbish.